and their body go, you know.
Them gone together, man.
And the way they chasing Babylon.
That's what it is. Yeah. And all the material things. And you know what's a real ruination of the youth? Is television.
Yeah.
Because it just takes their mind and they don't think nothing, they don't check nothing about Africa.
And I tell you something too. Television and not all is not the ruin too much of the youths. It's the programs.
Ah.
Right, yeah.
That's what it is.
Marcus Garvey said, we must use the said media as an advertisement farms to re-educate with people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is what we want. We want to have some programs
mm-hmm.
where over for them type of things with them.
That's very important.
If we could have for buy or get a certain station for promote. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right now is the right things are going to stand in us. The youth now not go to a check for too much Babylonian things, you know. He may check for it if them present it to him. But if him have something where him can sit down and pick for him oneself.
That's true.
At the right thing him deal with, man. Because plenty of you get lost, you is one thing being presented to him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That Mr. Man come around and when them come and say, oh, Rasta live to feed them society. It's like, I'm amazed. And the more that one thing, oh, you can do this. And it's so simple, so easy, so nice. The film kingdom where them come from society, them have a bodyguard for them one friend up top, they look for destroy them and all them business same way.
Yeah.
Because them have a power craze, ideology, warfare.
Uh-huh.
Right now, the prophecy that fulfilled, say, in a revelation, he say, prognosticators, stargazers, soothsayers, astrologers, none of them can save Babylon from the wrath that is to come, which is the evil government systems.
Yeah.
And when you work it out, you see the man them see me, stargazers, the way them say, them are taking millions, billions are spent up in a space.
In space.
Them are gonna build no space station up there. When you look upon them up there, them are float. You know, float round and so them are build and this and that and everything there. And the people them on earth, what Jaddy say? Just say that has space, you know. Them everywhere them go, they are just piercing. And hurt them say now is that 9'5" said the earth is a lord.
Yeah.
And the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. Mm-hmm. For I have found it upon the seas and art establish it upon the floods.
Mm-hmm.
Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? Only I and high and those that have a clean hand and a pure heart. Those who have not lifted their souls unto vanity nor sown deceitfully, they must receive the blessing from the Lord of righteousness,
mm-hmm.
from the God of our salvation. Jah Rastafari. So he's kings of kings, so is the people them we can see how it rests. We black people, we don't have no arms to fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, see how them take advantage of it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Did that from the beginning.
Yeah, man, them take advantage of it, man. Me come all about and they all about and me see all the way with everywhere, man. And me see how them angry we as black people. You know? You don't have no arms. You is not a warrior. Young girl, know about for your little one, you had a call a private war party. Right? These people, them come for annihilate the whole world if Jah never dip on the side. That's why Jah, you know Jah go face them. Like when face them in that sleeping giant.
Mm-hmm.
Hurricane wake.
That's it.
25,000 missing.
That's right.
Fam say, him say, Michelle cast dead bodies all over the places. Well, in the Bible, you know.
That's what's happening with all the earthquakes and all everything. Hey, it's true, man.
Yeah. The man say, Michelle cast dead bodies all over the places, Daniel. And Dempsey. You know, I'd call him Charles.
Right. Dempsey. My name right. Dempsey. That's Dempsey.
Yeah, man. Yes, right. Sir. So it's like, him just cast. My man said, boy, dead bodies all over the place, it's not the Bible. It's so, now, when the man feel
bad.
You feel it, but the people them have to repent and accept and really want and really love. For God tell us, if it's him name, I make the problem, there's no problem. For him say, him have so many different names. 72.
That's right.
So I'm the thing I say, right now we call him Rastafari.
Yes.
So the man who call him Jesus Christus, which is in Amharic, same way. Some people call him Rosa Sharon.
Allah.
You know, all different names. Mm-hmm. But what you want though is really live for the name God we accept, yo. While your heart clean, that means you have good heart for people. Not because you mean say you is a Muslim or you is this or you is that or you is that. You know, you know, have the heart because this one is not of your ideology. It's the father would have God we are dealing with, and the brother would have man. So that means that from the whole way of the one concept towards Jah, the whole way will sight yourself seeing one another together in the said light as God children. When Jah people not supposed to have no enemy. Because I hear what God says about the enemy. He said your enemies is more than the ear upon your head. Yet still him God scatter them.
Yeah. So they can't get to
So therefore we fight not against flesh and blood. That too simple.
Boy, you
got God goes up like a bird and shoot him, boy. And dead man thing. A flesh and blood fight that.
Yeah.
You fight against spiritual wickedness. In high or low places, anywhere it want there. So the cosmic vibes like that. You know, no time for look man like a man and boy, yeah. Squeezy man. Yeah man, that boy need that man. Blah, blah, blah. That. All them things don't go bring down blood pressure. When God meet you, one him blow you well. Blow you that you come like a piece of paper to rot and come. Because them know the judgment of Jah.
That's right.
You see, man there you sometime.
Live by the sword, you
yes, die. Yes, you live by the sword, you die by it. If you praise Jah, you live by.
That's right.
Praise Jah and live, you live. Because the gift of God is life eternal. The time now come when man has defend life. Man supposed to think of life and forget death. As Jimmy Cliff said, let's deal with life and not with death. You understand? So it's so many things we have to really concentrate on. Peter Touch said, legalize it. You know? All herbs again. Herbs is nothing where really man. No. Herb is so much things you do with herb. The Rasta man just deal with herb. Him dry him herb and him take him herb medicinal and boil him herb soup. Cook it, take it from the field and boil it, put in dumpling and coconut milk and and boil that.
And it's ancient. It's ancient.
So why should this be so, you know, leveled at why not? You have a little jar, a herb, you go in the jail and thing like he's a criminal. And that is the only thing them can say them trouble the Rasta man. But look, I have not nothing else. And the whole world know that. You see. It's not nothing more than that.
dry herb, which is a sacramental, sacrificial thing of praises when him seated in him culture. It is a way of life with him, talking to him father, communicating with his brothers.
And you tuning in, you know, with something positive and a consciousness about the I and the Africa. It's not like you smoking a little joint to get high.
Hey,
I'm going out party and having fun. Whole, and then got no consciousness. So that's why I said when the white youth they asked me for paper, because he see me walking down the street, he figured, oh, he got herb, he smoked. So, man, I don't get the right vibes. So I look at him, I said, nah. No, I had paper in my pocket. I looked at him, I said, no. And walk on.
But they said, their vibe is like, it's just a trick thing.
Yeah.
I make it come like, you see, I mean, you know, some white people were conscientious towards their mind, you know. Rasta.
Yes.
Because even in South Africa, can we deal with things intelligent? Not time to deal with booby business. Even in South Africa, me say white people down there are march with black people.
That's right.
In
that's
their cars
right.
Defending it.
That's
and
right.
I go and I feel things same way. So me say Ja assure me say the changes when you speak of is now. So now no time for go and like you to extra extremists. That's why we have to get out them people down there. For they are extremists.
That's right.
They rob we, and they are extreme.
Right.
So them have to come out.
That's right.
You know, the works of them have
that's to, it.
Yeah, them extreme. And any man who go and tell you, if you go on to extreme, and is, you know, in a
anything,
certain works.
Anything you do, you get. Yeah, boy.
Are cool, yo. That's right. Yeah, man. Rasta, man. So right now, as I just said, let us love. For he that love it is of Jah. We need to set up certain things, economies, we want to set up, unite, you know, and get all like all a good, like some Motown style of things.
You
know, have so much artists.
I was thinking the same thing on the way over to the house this morning. I was thinking like that, man.
Yeah, man.
You know.
You have so much artists, great vibrations, you know, car. I know at the time, every nation having things. We have our own too. We have great artists.
Well,
great
we have, people. You know, we have to have communication between the brethren here and the brethren from Jamaica, because it can't be on the level that people think, well, only herb come from Jamaica. You know, it can't be on that kind of level. It gotta be Africa consciousness.
Right.
It gotta be that Marcus Garvey came here to Harlem.
Right.
He came here to Harlem. He had people marching all down this. My father used to tell me about Marcus Garvey marching down Lenox Avenue, man.
Yes.
My father seen that, man.
Bless him.
I was telling you that in 1919 when Garvey used to have his rallies there, right? Because there was a Ho Chi Minh used to ride.
That's right. Ho Chi Minh from Vietnam.
He didn't stay in Harlem. He said in his autobiography, he said he used to go to the Garvey rallies. And when he heard Garvey say, Africa for the Africa, the home of the bra, that's where he got the same idea that Vietnam should be free too.
That's what he said.
He said that's where he first.
Ho Chi Minh.
That's right.
He said that's where he first became conscious of the fight in Vietnam was in Harlem. Listen to that.
That's right.
Yeah,
well, a lot of people, man.
Yeah.
A lot of people, Kwame Nkrumah,
yeah.
Jomo Kenyatta,
yes.
They all were inspired. Yeah. Gandhi. I mean, Mahatma Gandhi.
Because, right. You know, there was one thing, too, like when Garvey was in jail in Atlanta, and like some of the people thought that he was finished, that the movement would never, and Garvey made an interesting thing, I think it's coming to be true now, when he said, look for me in the whirlwind of history. I always thought that'd be a beautiful song.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is too. Don't ask. You can't do it.
It seems like right now, still, we really have to promote the crucial side of the music.
Yes.
The message side, you know.
You know, we found out that a lot of people showed up at the, what was that other show they had over there? The Dance Hall Style with Frankie Paul and Sister Carol. Now, you know, people just have to be aware, and you have to get to them. And you have to get out there and really reach them. And because, I mean, you know, I just can't see how people can just put it back here. You know, it's important. This is your whole life. This is, oh man.
Then let that man show you. I'm real people not dealing with me.
Ah, okay. Yeah. All right.
So yeah. You have some people not real, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then they go there and
yes.
This.
Yeah. Damn, jump up, man. You know, I'm going and weird.
Yeah.
Because you have certain people, anytime me start play certain vibes and start get off in the spirit, some of the words them start search out enough of them.
Mm-hmm.
Find them guilty.
Yeah.
Like the words where just say, the word which should be a rock of defense
right.
becomes a rock of offense.
Right.
So, you know, it's kind of,
right.
You know, so them have to just go back into themselves, go mm-hmm. forward into themselves and recoup the spirit. Get up, go into them Bible, morning time, and read a psalm a day, man.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up the spirit, you know, pick up the spirit, good. And everything will run level. Now is the time when, as we said, Jah said, him said, Africa is passing through a transitional period
mm-hmm.
from the Africa it was to the Africa it shall be,
yeah.
And no powers on earth can alter or change that course. You see, go again, as Mr. Sway said. He said, education is the mark and measure of civilized progress.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, civilization come down the River Nile.
Mm-hmm.
And Ethiopia has known this for years. Therefore, we have to tell for ourselves a portfolio as Minister of Education. His man said, go again, he said, remember when Italy invaded his defenseless nation. That's what she said, we is not a worry. People, when we war is on the God, defend we.
Mm-hmm.
If you're reading the Bible, you say all the while, and sometimes Moses did have to hold up in my hand, I'm staff up to the year, and I pray and I meditate. It's a prayer set of people.
Mm-hmm.
But when them pray, God answer them from the whirlwind, as you said, they know when Marcus say, you see him in the whirlwind, and listen to him in that, you see. And rain, thunder, earthquake.
Yeah.
So when Babylon system evils, hear you talk about them judgment there, the devil get afraid.
Mm.
Because he might look for you come with gun like him and laser
yeah.
beam and
yeah.
some little something
yeah.
when can get for just go back to him
scientist. They can't figure it out. They
right.
can't figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Want to be able to go back to him scientist. And then wizard
yeah.
and say, well, make an next M2
yeah.
with far
that's
range
it, that's it.
That can hit them. But when you come now and say, well, we not no arms, but the only arms we have and this God of it, where by the time you think for make M2, him just move out of you and you're dead. So them say, well, it's like you're treating them. And all them business there, and say all them big places are building a roof, just shock them with earthquake. And them say, we make earthquake. We say, no, we no can't have nothing to fight against earthquake. When they're ready, him just move the surface of the earth, and everything gone on of it. Them go ahead, there's a trap door in my mouth there. So, you know, it's like I'm feeling. Them say, oh, those man, you know, they always come with some little different sounds, you know. But what are they talking about? Cause, you know, sometimes you know, they are mad people. They say, who madder than the saints? Because they're just
yeah.
mad in righteousness.
Yeah.
You understand? Because we are confident, as just said, of the victory of good over evil.
Yeah, yeah.
So, no care how evil a glitter
mm-hmm.
and the world, 3/4 it, I run it down. Mm-hmm. Then we see we just come and say, oh, All them world shall sink and the world of them get fixed.
That's right.
And them say, what they say? You know, it's like you come like a direct controversy to them. Them want the woman submit. But from long time, you know, David Rain, as you know, you have certain tribes that never had this bow.
That's right.
So them slave them a terrible man. What would have bring down your man? How we that man? In Jamaica, man. You know, you hear them have all the place and call it name Runaway Bear.
Oh, yeah.
In Jamaica, we slave run with. And no, I grieve, yeah, and I slave master.
Yeah,
no.
I passed by Runaway Bear.
Yes, yeah.
But you know what else too? A lot of, some brethren, because I've heard it before that the American black didn't really rebel, and that there was, that we just took slavery lying back. But that's not true. See, the brethren don't have all the books down there, not subject, you know, and there was a lot of slave rebellions here. You know, it wasn't just Dred Scott. You know that, Daniel. Mm-hmm. It was a lot, you know. And that's another thing, I mean, you know, like, I check for Jamaican history, too. And I think the brethren should, because they ain't going to get taught the history in the school system.
Right.
You know, so they got to check out the Liberation Bookstore, you know, and really check up American, Afro-American history and really see, wow, there is a similarity there. These brothers ain't just lay back and lazy. Because you know how a lot of people be talking about lazy?
Yes.
See, you have to come to a place and check it out. See, like, I can't go to the yard and make a snap judgment like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why the people like that. Because I don't know the running. I can't come there and say that. So you got to come here, and you can't just come and see a brother standing on this corner and say, ah, oh, they're lazy, they're all lazy, and just make that snap judgment. Yeah. You got to check the history out. You got to see how it evolved into what it is.
Right.
And then you can start saying, well, we got to see what can we do about this. We got to not just talk about how bad they are, we got to work on doing something positive.
We have to change it.
Yes.
Change it.
That's the thing, change
it. You know?
Yes. Because it's the same thing as the I say. There are so many little things where keep the system, because at all times, me have to say, at the system.
Mm-hmm.
System try to keep the vibe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know? Because in England, there, I go to England and I do there. I see the brothers them up there.
Mm-hmm.
Them think of going back to Africa. See me.
Mm-hmm.
The vibes. But the system still have that slight, that so much activity among man.
Yeah.
You know, like, have you divided still?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we still know we are brother, yet the concreteness
is not
it is not there, you know. It's not like that, you know. The concreteness of it, my love. When we come like, we really united. Mm-hmm. We can't be broken.
Mm-hmm.
Fire. You can take one piece of stick easily and break it, or two or three. But if you have a bungle of wood, you can't break it.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole of it becomes a bungle.
That's right.
If we just get it together.
That's right.
Not be broken by nothing. You know, see?
We can't be like the hand open up like this, the fingers. We gotta be like this.
Yes, like a fist clench together. It. Tight.
Yes.
Yeah, man, the Rasta, because as the man said that, I remember even when it opened at the Orthodox Church, first coming to Jamaica there. Because we Rasta used to talk about Ethiopian Orthodox Church before it was even set up in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
To me, me love know about my history. Me is not a man, I'm sure a man was, I mean, fight on the church and all that. Them think they're idiot business, as far as me is concerned. Because anything of Ethiopia is mine.
Mm-hmm.
True. And when the priest came, he was known as Archie Mandrake, Archie
Mandifro. Mandifro would they call him, but it was his heaven name. And you see when him say Rasta, God first when me see when two Rasta, so you know you have to meditate on things and look at him. See when him cross and thing. He say, well, him say his majesty send him. Kind of brother him that, you know, Rasta still talk and well business that. You know, he said, well, he said, His Majesty sent him. He said, His Majesty gave me this cross. I can't forget that. And, you know, he put it in my body, my thing to wear, and, you know, and he said, yes. And me remember, I said, we used to talk about the Ethiopian acts, and now come the church to set up officially. And I tell her right there, it's there, but it needs a lot of support. Right now, it needs a lot. Because through it's ancient and it's just coming in the West. You know? And plenty man I look say now inside of there, you know, here possible the man them yell up his majesty name and yell Rastafari and all that. That isn't done there. And speak of Jesus Christus and Christ.
But it's black.
But it's black. That is the that is where that is where the man them for sit. And when you check it out, me know in the liturgy His Majesty name was mentioned in it in a literature. Liturgy about the man that one. You keep me in prayers last you live long and that and that until so me check it out, me find out say the Roman Catholic people them did at least adapt so much of our style of worship. Cause our church are the first Christian church. Right? And
Ethiopian
the, and then used to use a lot of our priests that them come and write out the, because them used to do a lot of, them used to take them from Ethiopia and carry them down all in Alexandria.
Yep.
You see, when them come write out the schools and that's for them language, where them could understand, you see. So there's a lot of things where the Ethiopia Orthodox and the Roman Catholic church, we notice
similar
is practically in certain similarity, but it's to what the Roman Catholic people have adapt from Iron
Eyes right.
Church, you know. So it's not for say, well, really, some man will see,
well, same thing with you, go on a Roman Catholic church.
Man,
they take certain books out of it. 637, was it, at the Nicene Council? They took out certain books that belong in there.
Yes. Them steal a lot of religious. You see, a lot of things have been.
And them popes was wicked.
Yeah, man.
Wicked, man.
Yeah, man.
Like this pope.
Very wicked, man. Them pope, you know, see how much of them they just suffered and died. Because, you see, it's like.
You know that, excuse me, but Pius the 11th, before the troops went into Ethiopia, he blessed the troops and told them that they was going in to save the heathen. People there, and he blessed the troops to go kill people with no guns.
And talk about them, I'm going to save the people.
Yeah, he going to save them.
Save them with death.
That's right. That's right.
So there are a lot of things, and to the fullness now, Jah bring me again to this full thought. All these nations, all these things were happening. Yet, he said, a remnant of every nation shall be saved. So when I see whether a man be white, I'm blue, I'm green, and him is saying, and him understand and support the things that I and I are, we should just welcome that one.
Yeah, man, yeah.
See, we don't worry, go on like we are barbarian.
Right, yeah.
That's right.
You know how we are the Vikings.
Chop it off.
When during the Italian invasion, that's why boy, me have to talk about my God and King all the while. My man have to know, you know, cause who? And the man say my praise myself, he have to know him movements, you know. When during the Italian invasion, right?
Good.
And when 1941, when the restoration, the man said go back to Ethiopia and sit it out. Right, cause a lot of things happen. Poison gas used by people, families die out. You see, man vexed at them out and I cry, said them, I just destroy all them boy there. And you, we never have no arms for this. Father, we never have no and him said, and him just set the Gideon that he said, boy, I go check back Amsterdam, fight against the next country down there, and the British have to come back inside and now with this man in Rome, Colonel Wingate, was a British lieutenant. With them, sure, he says, one of His Majesty, best friend. Yeah, good friend of His Majesty. And he was a British man. So he said, we now deal with no color business.
They
are dealing with all people administrator, administrate. See? So it's like, when it work out this and all, and we have all of the enemies surrounded, and you know, imagine now, old man with all them spear at the marrow, yeah! Then it, no! Then feed them to young here. Over the radio, all about speech from His Majesty Palace. We shall not render evil for evil, but we shall show them we are humane people with humane heart. We shall let them rebuild the cities which they have destroyed. Do not kill them. Who could have said a thing like that other than God? Which man are going to know after you do film people so much thing? Which man? Uncle God! In man, show himself. And he said, we shall not render evil for you. But we shall show them that we are human people with human heart.
That's it.
And we shall let them rebuild the cities that they have destroyed. And you look, you see Italians, them have to work back and build up back Ethiopia. And they say some places, the streets and roads right now where man are drive pan.
Yeah.
So we don't have time for baboon, but you know. Yeah. No, little ignoramus thing. We have time for man increase some knowledge.
That's
and,
it.
Stretch it out. Cause the last thing them did come back with, them would have to bring back the obliche where the boy they carried on Italy. Have to carry it back. And then they hang Mussolini and family them upside down.
Yeah.
For the works so them did bring off. So a lot of things. You see, so we don't have no time for really, you know, you just deal with the thing where we uplift the nation.
That's it.
Pray to Jack for him give a life. And if him take out him breath out of that, you're dead. And the dead don't praise God, or else when a man go in a box and him a drop in a hole, him not jump up to rise. I say, no, we are the. So the dead not praise God. I do that go down in silence. You see, gift of God is life eternal.
Yes.
So that is sure some rise people where I'm glad be with life. And that means death shall be no more. How you think death are gonna be no more? People got have to go forget about death. Stop doing the things gonna make them die. That this mortal structure becomes immortal.
Yeah.
You know, by the things you do, things you eat, every little thing means so much.
The whole atmosphere, man. He stores that. Now we got something they call acid rain. You know, he done, all them chemicals he been messing up.
Yes,
sir. You know?
Because it's just like even the way they built a lot of these buildings with this asbestos and all that.
Yeah.
And there'll be more people, they say, who will die from that than the total number of people who will die in plane crashes, automobile accidents, cars, up until the year 1990.
And the people that mean the most.
That's it.
That stuff, all you gotta do is breathe that stuff, man.
Yeah.
It's just like cancer. You don't be getting all these people getting cancer until Babylon get at a certain stage.
Yeah.
You know, they started like, just because they want to make profits, start putting all kind of stuff in the foods and everything like that.
Nah, don't eat the chicken, man. They tell you, the chicken, man, they shoot the chicken with arsenic to make them go big fast. So they can have so many more to sell to make money. Well, I tell you.
That's true, like you say, because you can't build a new world based on hate. You know?
No, you can't. You can't.
Bob
said that. Bob told these two college girls I saw downtown Washington Square Park. Mm-hmm. They told me, they said, we met Bob one time, and he told us, never hate, because it's blind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because then, because
make you blind, you can't see.
We were talking about the other day, the goal of our struggle is not to do the same thing to white people as they've done to black people.
Right.
Then that's just the same old game.
Right.
You know, how can still a man's game, right?
How can you say these things? I had another thing. How can you talk about stop apartheid and you know what, did you know what you're saying? Stop apartheid. But then you're going to go separate yourself from the rest of the world. So then what you doing? You saying something and you being apartheid, you doing apartheid too. So how can you, you know?
Love.
That's it. Yeah, that's not dealing with love.
No. We have to do it totally.
Huh? Yeah.
So Rasta, we want to get that jar open.
Yeah, we should run back down there.
How far is that left from us?
How far is it to
Ashtray? Oh, yeah.
How far is it to One stop
on
the train.
One stop.
Yeah.
So I just first cycle, quick jar, and come back.
Yeah.
Hour. Can just first select a quick job for me and come follow.
Get a quick, that's what you're saying, get a, well, if we can run in the pack, because she might not be back yet.
Then we just call her.
Yeah, man. She phoned it, inside it.
Oh, right here.
Yeah, man. Rastafari live.
Yes, yeah, man.
You see, right now, it's as I say, and as I say, a true world cannot build on it. Mm-hmm. It makes you blind.
Right, how you doing now? Mm-hmm. Harry, yeah. Let me ask you this now. Is a Pat there yet, you know? I'm over at Ross Michaels. Uptown. No. Up in the Bronx. Yes. Right. Well, I was trying to reach Pat. Because I needed to, see if I could draw. Yes. Right. Just a nice draw, you know. Yes. For the brethren. Okay, so maybe we'll check with you shortly.
Yeah, you got it.
No, because he had mentioned a tour, you know, the brethren. To the sister, you know. Right, but I think she forgot about it and moved around. And we forgot to mention the tour today. Right, we'll come down. I think he's gonna be here. Right.